Sam Means and Annette Reuss are the format. They are a band playing what they describe as desert pop out of Arizona. There is a major buzz on their second album, their new one called Dog Problems. We'll find out exactly what dog problems are and hear acoustic versions of the songs that actually get much fuller production on the disc. I started out by asking about their reaction to the new album's out-of-the-box success, both critically and commercially.
It's been pretty, it's unexpected to go from, like, you know, no one kind of paying attention and doing it on our own, and then now people are starting to take notice, and it's really nice because we're really proud of the record. So
people may not know the format's record biz story, but it has to do with the fact that once there was this really classy label called Elektra, and it got eaten by Atlantic. And your album kind of came out during that process. Now that must have been completely frustrating. And did you ever going to pack it in or anything?
No, I think we were wondering what was wrong, whether or not, like, we were cursed on the business end of things. And I think we were just wondering what was wrong. Like, why did this continuously, like, happen? It felt like a karma thing, as to why, like, business wise, we just kept getting, like, screwed over. But it's fine because we got signed so soon. I feel like every band, you know, should take more time to develop. Right now, you know, we were the type of people that were signed pretty much out of high school.
Right.
And so I don't think you can expect big things out of that. I think that, you know, you should continuously get better and then maybe hope that people start paying attention.
And how do you feel about the growth on this record? I mean, the sound of this record is absolutely fantastic, and we're going to hear some solo versions of the songs here, so we'll hear where it all began. But you worked with Steve McDonald from Red Cross, and if you're a fan of power pop, you also know the name of Roger Manning from Jellyfish, who did some of the string arrangements on this. But you guys had to have started with some really good songs. Were you saving them up, or?
It started in right when the last record was done. We got into our, like, When I'm 64 type of phase, where we were just trying to write everything like that, and you know, listening to a lot of Nilsson, and we turned that in, obviously, to the label, hoping that they were going to drop us. Instead, they asked us to write more pop songs. To which we had a hard time remembering how to do that. and then it became a challenge.
Well, because, we had never actually, like, specifically tried to write a certain type of song. So we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it became a challenge, and it was actually, it ended up being really fun, and we liked what we gave them by challenging ourselves, and they hated it. So at least we knew that we still sort of had it.
Our guest is The Format, and they're going to do some acoustic versions of tunes from the new one, Dog Problems. And you wanted to start with a little piece that begins the CD?
Yes. Yeah. Ashes to ashes, dust on the dash. I got my cigarettes, but I can't find the fire that's calming me down. I was just out on a night with my friends. You were still out on a night with your friends, and you don't seem to tire when I'm not around. I'm under the tunnel, I'm holding my breath. I searched every pocket that hung in the closet till I found some matches in a brown leather jacket, one I swore I never worn, but it once kept you warm. Remember we made love on the floor. And you still haven't called, so I wait till they close in the bar. Well, I made a wish, but the match never lit.
And that's Matches, the song that begins Format's new one, Dog Problems. And you know when you're in for a ride when you get to the point in that song when they're making love on the floor and the strings, the cinematic strings swell.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeous arrangements on that.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Why Dog Problems? Why is it Dog Problems?
It's taken different shapes, and it's worked out perfectly in the fact that it is Dog Problems, and so I'm really proud of how that ended up working. But initially it started because I wanted a title for the record so that I had something to work off of in writing the record. And there was one day that I think I had my dog ran away or something like that, or had tried to get loose, and Sam had to take his dog to the vet because he didn't know what was wrong with it. So I was like, well, what do we got in common right now? Like, dog problems. And then since then it had shifted to most of the record is about a relationship that I was in for a long time, and you know, it really bugged me. And every time we would try and sort of get out and break up, or when we'd try and save the relationship, we would buy a dog. Almost like how some people have children to do two things.
Good thing
like that.
You didn't do that.
Yeah, eventually she bailed for good and left me with like three dogs. So, hence the term dog.
You still got them?
Yeah. Well, one ran away, but I have the other two.
Nate and Sam from The Format are with us today, and what do you want to do next?
Let's do Snails, which is about that dog that ran away. Nico, come back home. Show me that you care. A bit lost, not just a flare on my sleep well. I pray the cardboard box set the perfect stage, 'cause wood grain makes all man-made things seem so out of date. Life is not a play, it's what we make of the people we love. Snails see the benefits, the beauty in every inch. So why are you quick to kiss? She bites appellates, then leaves. God damn you, shrubbery. Well, I'm sick of vanity. Place, should we move to the UK? 'Cause life here in the States has escaped all the people above. That's what we make of those people we love. Snails see the benefits, the beauty in every inch. So why are you quick to kiss? Baby, maybe I spoke too soon. I'll touch you once you make the first move. Snails see the benefits, the beauty in every inch. Do, 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 do. I watch her as she runs my. Mother jumps the gun and she puts her in her arms. How this just like my mom. Never lets go, never lets me grow old. I wanna pay her back, but love is nothing you can't
tax. My family's not rich by any means, but I feel we won the lottery that day. The rock swallowed the girl, and I cried as cameras caught my eyes. My tears turned into butterflies that fly away as caskets close. A new day comes, you'll wake, unfold, and smile when you feel the sunlight. You feel the sunlight. You feel the sunlight. Snails see the benefits, the beauty in every inch. So why are you quick to kiss? Baby, maybe I spoke too soon. I'll touch you once you make the first move. Snails see the benefits, the beauty in every inch. So snails see the benefits, the beauty in every inch.
Snails, another one that's on Dog Problems. The formatter, our guest today, we're getting acoustic versions of, I guess, the way the song started.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm at the heart of many great rock bands is a pair of guys. And they probably all work in different ways. I'm saying that, and I'm looking, Nate, at your shirt, and you're wearing an XTC shirt. And there's more than two guys in that are the creative part of it. But how does your creative partnership work? I'm curious.
What do you think, Sam?
It really varies now. We used to get together. Like when we were writing the first album, we'd kind of just sit around in my apartment or wherever and hammer through stuff until we had a song, and then try to build it in the studio. But now Nate writes entire songs in his head, and we'll bring them to me, and like we'll try to work them out from there, or the other way around. Like I'll record some stuff and give it to him, and he'll just write some lyrics and melodies to whatever's going on. Or sometimes we still just like get together and
do what we used to do. But I think we're just becoming more trusting with each other that like we can sort of complete songs to an extent and then give it to the other person to put on the finishing touches. Hmm.
Well, there's a song on here we've been playing a bunch of called The Compromise, which has something to do with the record company.
Yeah.
Travails.
Yeah, actually the whole thing is just about that whole process and how they work, and all of the pushing and pulling that we have to do. We were told at one point that we had to be cautiously optimistic about everything.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's sort of threatening in a way, is it not?
Yeah,
but I'm wondering about that. When you work with record company A&R people or whoever, you know, whoever it is, product manager, whoever is the person, are they? Are they direct in what they want, or do they speak like that?
It depends, I guess. Like one time we were in a meeting and we were talking about how excited we were about all the new songs that we had, and we were telling, I think pretty much everybody was in the room, like all the people. And at the end of it, everyone was just like, oh yeah, that's great. And then at the end of it, one of the guys said, yeah, whatever. I mean, as long as you make one like the last one, we're great.
As long as it sounds like the last record, we're great.
After we just, you know,
after we just went on this whole thing about how we thought, like, you know, John Bryan should produce the record, and how we wanted to do this crazy orchestral pop record,
right?
And yeah, sure, as long as it sounds like the last record.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they are totally wishy-washy, and then like randomly we'll just throw out something like that. And you're like,
well, my point would be, you wonder if it's random or if it's, you know, that's been the plan.
Well, I'm sure it is.
It's about the communication.
I mean, to them, everything is very, very planned according to statistical sheets.
Planning art. I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
Anyway, the formatter with us. Can you do that song, The Compromise?
Definitely.
Yeah. it's cool to be crazy. I say you're born rich, stay rich, so there's no point taking chances. Me, all me, I wouldn't call it a sophomore slump. I'd say I'm one step close to being just where I want to be. Away from the scene, away from this machine. Well, alright, so meet me in the middle. Oh, come on, let's make up a dance. And we'll agree to call it the compromise. Step one, find a partner, grab a pen, and don't you dare ask questions, just sign on the dotted line. Step two, throw your partner behind a desk where they'll do absolutely nothing, so it's your job to dance and smile the whole time. But don't call it a trend, 'cause it's the only way we think to get ahead. So meet me in the middle. Well, come on, let's make up a dance. Call it the compromise. There's no sense in complaining, it doesn't change our minds. Well, take me by the hand, let's compromise. I can feel your feet touching mine. If you can't dance, there's someone else. I can feel your feet touching mine. If you can't dance, there's someone else in line. So meet me in the middle. Come on, we'll make up a dance. You will agree to call it the compromise. There's no sense in complaining, it doesn't change our minds. Well, take me by the hand, let's compromise. All right.
And that is The Compromise, the formatted, playing the stripped-down versions of the tunes from Dog Problems today on The Cafe. Thank you all so much for coming by.
And, Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on Dog Problems, too.
Thanks so much.
Format or our guests will be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to Sam and Nate from The Format. That new album, Dog Problems, is available at our World Cafe CD store at worldcafe.npr.org.